I want you to have a listen to this audio taken from the video we posted on social media earlier today. I made it outside my home last night. When I get home at the end of a long day, I empty the contents of my mug into this potted bay tree. Not that one, this one. Look at the size of it. It must be the caffeine. So, to paint the picture for you, at the front of my house I have two potted plants. They're bay trees, one on the left, one on the right, you know, and then you go through them and you get into the door like a grand entrance for a tiny garden. But the one on the right-hand side, which gets all the sunlight, is tiny compared to the one on the left-hand side, which gets barely any sunlight and is ginormous in comparison. And I put it down to every time when I get out of the car, when I get home at the end of a long day, whatever is left in the mug, I dump on top of that plant. And it's huge. And Aina says, so what? What do you expect?
Yeah, what do you expect? Aren't you giving it drugs? I mean, why are you taking the coffee in the first place, only to keep you going? And similarly with plants. I mean, you only have an old cup with coffee in it. We, in our house, make coffee from coffee grounds. We grind the coffee. We have a coffee pot. We plunge it down. We drink the coffee. And then you have all the grounds left over, which we then swirl a bit of water into and add it to the flower beds out the front. The daffodils and the snowdrops and the crocuses have to be seen to be believed are leaping out of their skins, because what you're giving them is extra. First of all, you're giving them the actual coffee grounds, mm-hmm. in our situation.
In your situation, I'm just giving them the odd liquid.
Yeah, which is actually more organic material. But the actual caffeine that's in the liquid of your cup, and indeed of mine, actually stimulates the plants and helps them to grow.
Yeah, but I'm not putting that much in. I mean, you think about it, when I get out of the car at the end of the day, it's every day.
Yeah, little enough.
So because I have coffee in the car all the time, there's always a little bit left and I just pour it in and then I go in the door. But why isn't the other plant growing? Bought at the same time?
Were they both the same size when
yes,
you
they
started?
Were. Yes,
indeed.
They were.
Obviously, one is doing better than the other. Have you investigated the roots? Does the other one have any disease on its roots? I mean, the sunlight doesn't really matter in this country. We're not exactly in the tropics. Why don't you swap them about? I mean, to do this now from a scientific point of view, put the big one over on the other side.
Yes, I'm going to do that, Jen.
There, and then put the coffee into the other one and take pictures every week and see what it is. This is a whole PhD on this, Derek. Your moment has come.
Oh, yeah, it's come. Richard, what do you think?
Well, not by light alone doth plants live, I think. So it may not just be light. I think Anna's theory of the fertilizer is far more likely to be the answer. I really do think that. And as she says, reverse. Yes. Feed the other one now and see if you can bring that up.
It's going to take 3 years, Richard, 3 years. It's been
What's that to a young man like you, Derek, you know?
In Trinity College, they have two birch trees when you go in the front door, one on the left and one on the right. And one of them is absolutely huge and the other one is not. And they were both planted at the same time. And you can have all the theories you like about light and shade and whether they're watered or not. But in actual fact, what was there before Trinity College in the 13 and 14 and 1500s was a monastery, an abbey, which they knocked down to build Trinity and put all the rubble on that side, so the tree that's planted there has no space for its roots. So it may not be just a simple matter of the position of it. Maybe your plant pot is full of crocs, maybe the thing's roots don't work. I mean, maybe just the drainage hole isn't working. I mean, you know, it may not just be as simple as just the light.
But the small one looks very healthy. Anyway, go to the website and have a look, rte.ie/